Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We finally know where Neuralink's brain implant trial is happening, by Emily Mullen. After months of secrecy, Neuralink revealed that the partner site for its brain implant study is the Barrow Neurological Institute. Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, has chosen the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, as the initial study site to test its telepathy device. The first participant in Neuralink's study, Noah Arbaugh, underwent a successful procedure at the Institute in January to get the device implanted. Known as a brain-computer interface, or BCI, the technology is meant to translate brain signals into commands that control a computer or other external device. Neuralink's goal is to enable individuals with paralysis to use a cursor or keyboard with just their thoughts. In March, Arbaugh demonstrated his ability to use the system in a short live stream on the social media platform X. A diving accident 8 years ago left Arbaugh paralyzed from the shoulders down. In the video, he's shown using a computer to play online chess. He said he also uses the Neuralink interface to play the video game Civilization. We chose to partner with Barrow based on their extensive expertise in caring for patients with complex neurological conditions, Neuralink said in a recent blog post. Barrow put out its own press release announcing the partnership as well. The Institute has more than 300 active clinical trials currently underway and performs around 6,000 neurosurgeries a year. When reached via email, a Barrow spokesperson said the Institute is not conducting interviews at this time. Neuralink did not respond to a request for comment. Neuralink has been criticized for not publishing any peer-reviewed research or listing its study on clinicaltrials.gov. An online repository for research involving human subjects. Updates about the trial have instead emerged from social media posts by Neuralink or by Musk himself, who co-founded the company. The company did publish a brochure last fall that provides some details about the study, including basic information on how the device works and who is eligible to participate. The trial site announcement, Arbaugh's live-streamed demonstration, and Neuralink's recent blog post fill in some of those gaps. The study will evaluate the safety and initial effectiveness of the Neuralink device. It's open to adults with quadriplegia due to vertical spinal cord injury or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis who are 22 or older and have a caregiver. An initial assessment of the safety and usability of Neuralink's system will be submitted to the FDA in the coming months, according to the Barrow statement. According to Neuralink's brochure, the study will take approximately 6 years to complete. A surgical robot developed by Neuralink will install the implant in a region of the brain that controls movement and tension. The coin-sized implant reads neural activity from 1,024 electrodes distributed across 64 threads. Those signals are wirelessly sent to a device running Neuralink's software, which then decodes them into movement. Neuralink has launched a patient registry for paralyzed people who are interested in learning whether they qualify for the study. The company says it is still in the early stages of the study and plans to provide additional updates on Arbaugh and future participants. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.